Still have that first day of school feel when you all get back in the building?
Yeah, always, always. Whenever you, the team's always different when you come back, regardless of what year it is. It's first day of OTAs, first day of off-season training, so it's good to get back with the guys from off-season, being off 2 or 3 months, but it's great.
Yeah, you've been in the league a long time. Are you about as optimistic as you've been about where this team's headed since you've been in this league?
Every year I'm optimistic, every year. But particularly this year, when you can come off a season like we had and win your first playoff game, that it's been years since we've done that, you're a little bit more optimistic. But at the same time, every year it's optimistic because everybody, sets out plans and goals to win it all. And this will be no different. But do we have a little bit of confidence coming off of last year? Of course.
How did you feel when you heard about Mike DeVito retiring? I mean, that's kind of your guy. And I know he, kind of like you mentioned, when he was out for that year, that's tough on you guys. How did you feel when he retired? Were you surprised at all?
I was surprised, even though I felt like he started getting injuries here and there, and he felt like he needed to get out. But I'm I'm always rooting for my big men to stay, especially good guys like that, because he keeps the offensive linemen, all for the inside guys. And Mike DeVito is one of the best at it. He's one of the better defensive linemen I played throughout my career. Just his technique is flawless. Big, strong guy, selfless guy. Man, he just wants to do things to help the team out, and to lose a guy like that, that's big. And but he taught the guys around him a lot. So those young guys, Jay Howard, Bailey, Poe, they learn from the best. So they'll be in good hands.
In your experience, how helpful is it to have the 4 years now of consistency of having the same coaching staff, kind of having the same group together all at once? I mean, it's a situation that you've been in before, obviously, but having that regularity, is it helpful?
Oh, definitely, definitely. You talking about team-wise, coach-wise?
Yeah, team-wise and coach-wise.
Yeah, definitely. It's, I guess, looking back, this probably never been a part of 4 years straight. So this is pretty cool, just to get the consistency down and a winning atmosphere every year since Andy Reid's been here. And I'm just a part of a heck of a deal on the field and off the field. These guys, coaching staff, the guys we have in the locker room, high character guys, a lot of leaders on this team, and a lot of expectations this year. So hopefully we can meet them. Hopefully we can meet them.
Do you think that equates to winning, having the same group together?
It does. It's about chemistry. Football is about chemistry. You can have a roster, but if you don't have that chemistry down, it's going to be hard to win.
Derek, beyond Mike DeVito, have you kind of caught on to a little bit of a trend of younger guys retiring? And if so, what strikes you about that?
Well, everybody's different. Everybody's different. Football is a violent sport, so things happen, and you never know what guys are going through. Guys play through injury all the time, myself included. So whenever a guy retires, I guess in his prime or earlier than expected, we're never pointing the finger at him, saying things about him, because everybody's different. And for myself, I'm on a different road, so I'm kind of ride it out and shoot for the stars.
When you think of guys like that, you figure they're mostly just thinking about their future and their health, though? I mean, is that
it's more about the health, I think. It's more about the health. And I've been fortunate enough not have any concussions recorded. And just it's one of those things where if you can stay healthy, why not keep playing the game you love? But, man, now if I had those injuries like those other guys have had throughout their career, it would probably be a different story.
Are you playing for the money, or are you playing for the chance to go to the Super Bowl? What drives you and keeps you working to get ready every year?
Well, the fact that I'm still in love with the game, just like when I was a little kid. Winning a championship, that comes first. Football sucks if you're not winning. So I'm not concerned about the losing aspect of it. So this is why I come back now. It's the business side of it, where you do make money. But I'm in it to win.
I think it was interesting what you just said about how hard football is when you're not. Like, can you kind of go into detail about what makes football so, like, the preparation of it, like? Because, like, maybe the dirty little secret about football, like, practice isn't fun. Like, you know, kind of the process of getting ready to play really isn't that fun. Like, just in general, what is it, what
right.
does it take?
It takes a lot, man. It takes a lot, mentally and physically. We all can run fast and jump high on the field. We all athletic, gifted, talented players. But there's some special things that go on, too, during the week before the game. The mental preparation of playing against Peyton Manning or playing against Tom Brady and those guys. There's certain things you have to do and you know, mentally writing it on the board, remembering things, and then when you get out there, actually executing it in fast pace. And it's hard. Football's hard, and it's the best thing about football is it's not perfect. So it's going to be a lot of mistakes on every play. Every player is going to make somebody's going to make a mistake there, and whoever can capitalize off of it at that time. Yeah, gets the advantage.
Derek, a couple more here, guys, and then we're going to go because we got a lot of guys in line here, too. So,
Derek, you mentioned Coach Reed. Could you just talk about, I mean, he had recent knee surgery, obviously. In what ways does him having to recover from that affect how this team goes into its offseason preparation, if at all?
Well, he doesn't have to run around, so he'll be good. We don't want to have to do all the running and stuff, but he's a he's going to, you know, keep it the same as far as coaching and stuff. I mean, I don't really know how it's going to change. He got up in front of us today and let us know how we're going to prepare for this year like he did last year. So his expectation is very high. His standards have always been high, and we're not going to expect anything less.
Was his message different this year in any way from what it's been the last couple of years?
It not really. Just the expectation of raising to the next level, working to win. We're talking about the similar, you know, the same things that we talked about last year, but at the same time, it's, you know, you can't take what you did last year and just say, okay, we're going to start off here. It's everybody has optimistic year and plans for this year to win it all, and we're right at the bottom with everybody else right now. Let's see who's going to rise to the top at the end of the day.
Looking back on your career, what, 11 seasons now, right? Is this more or less what you imagined when you were first showed up here way back when?
Well, okay, say that again. Ask that again.
You
got to be an athlete, man.
Is this has it gone more or less how you imagined it would when you were drafted way back when?
Well,
you want to win more, and I got that, but is this kind of gone the way you thought it might?
Well, you never want to the way I take on things, you always take a year at a time. Some people come into a league and say, okay, when I get to the Chiefs, I'm going to be the leading tackler of the franchise history. I didn't say that when I came here. I said I'm going to be the best player I can be at that year and try to make the team better. Each year just kind of added up, went through some ups and downs, went through some losing season, got benched a couple times, but benched one time, and then and then after that, it's just about learning from your mistakes, being a consistent player. The main thing, the most thing I've learned throughout my career is being a consistent player. Being easily motivated. And every day I come in with that attitude, I'm going to play as long as I can.